This is 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Welcome to a special episode of 1010 Thrive, the fourth in a five-part series about a man who remembered to give thanks. I am the One, Part 4. I am Ephraim, a Samaritan from the city of Sychar. When I was 18, I married a woman named Talia, the love of my life. 2 years later, she gave birth to my son, Manoah. Not long after his birth, I started showing signs of leprosy. The priest confirmed that I was afflicted with this dreaded disease, and I was sent away, cut off from everyone whom I had known. For years, I struggled to get by. Eventually, I joined up with some Jewish lepers on the other side of the border. When I had almost given up hope, we began hearing stories about a rabbi from Nazareth, Jesus. We were told that he would visit towns and villages and heal all the people who lived there. We even heard that he had healed lepers like us.
A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them. Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
Then we heard that Jesus, this rabbi, was coming to a village not far from our camp. After years of living in despair, years of being rejected by family and friends, and even by the religious authorities, years of having to scavenge for food, we began to have hope. Before Jesus came to our village, he was teaching his disciples.
Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him.
The apostles said to the Lord,
increase our faith.
And the Lord responded,
if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.
2 days later, Jesus arrived with a large crowd of people, and we were devastated. How would we get close to him? Even if we tried to approach him, there were Roman guards controlling the traffic, and they would spot us. And yet, Jesus, as he was approaching the town gates, before walking
were
through,
not ten cleansed?
Stopped, turned,
where are the nine?
And looked at us.
Was no one found to
right
return and give praise to God except
and his face
this
was
foreigner?
So full of compassion.
And he said to him,
Micah sees the opportunity.
And go your way.
Jesus,
your
Master,
faith has
have
made
pity
you well.
On us. Then we all began to shout,
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us!
All of a sudden, it got quiet. Everybody stopped talking, stopped jostling, stopped moving. I stopped breathing. Jesus smiled, and it seemed that his face was glowing.
Go and show yourselves to the priests.
It was the priests who would make the determination whether or not we were healed and declared clean. At first, none of us moved. Was that it? Was there more to come? But Jesus turned away from us after that and continued walking and talking with the crowd. I rubbed my face. The lesions were still there. I touched my arm, still dry and stiff. I looked around at the others. Nothing seemed to have changed. But Jesus said, go. And there was something about the words that he spoke and the look on his face that compelled me to move. I started off in the direction of the synagogue. What did we have to lose? The more I thought about it, the more determined I was, and the faster I walked. Soon all the others had caught up with me. When we were almost there, Yuri began shouting, I can see! I can see! Omer began dancing. I looked at my skin, and it looked and felt smooth, like Manoah's skin when he was still a baby. Jesus had done it. He had healed us. But that healing did not take effect until we showed the faith to start walking towards the synagogue. The next couple of hours were a blur. We were so filled with excitement, we ran the rest of the way. The guards tried to hold us back, but we pushed past them so that we could find the priests. Typically, it would take days for the priest to officially declare a person cleansed from leprosy. But we were so evidently healthy that it made no sense for them to do so. After a thorough examination, they had us go and wash in the river. New robes were brought for us to wear. We then returned to the priests for a follow-up examination. We were all in perfect health. I thought about Talia and Manoah and how much I missed them. I thought about years struggling to find food or shelter, often crying myself to sleep. I thought about years being called names, being mocked, having stones thrown at me, of people being frightened of me. And with one sentence, one act of compassion, one miracle, Jesus had changed me. What mercy, what grace, what love. I was overwhelmed. I was so full of gratitude. I ran out of the synagogue and grabbed the first passerby. Where is Jesus? He looked at me wild-eyed. I left him and ran down the street and asked others, where's the rabbi? Where is Jesus?
Join us next time for the conclusion of I Am the One.